Praise the Lord. Father, I just thank you for those who came out this morning. I thank you, Father God, that you're in total control of all things. Let your angelic host be going to and fro throughout these chairs this day, Father, ministering to your people, meeting their needs. And Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I'm going to be teaching on the justice of God will be seen in July. It's a word that it's an article that I read. And, you know, the Lord had Brother Brett teach and on the courts of heaven, and he had him write books on the courts of heaven. And at one point I told him that he needed to be on the road teaching about the courts of heaven. So as I read this article and then I was looking up the courts of heaven, there was a lot of people out on the road teaching the courts of heaven by the time I told him he should be out there. And the comments on the articles were that we thank God that you hear from God and that you're teaching us, and please stay on the road so we can hear you, and this, you know, we know this stuff and this kind of things. And I'm saying all this because I have told you people what you're gifted with, and I've told you what God said he wanted you to do. And see, because you didn't do it, God sent somebody else to do it. Now, I'm believing that you have learned your lesson, everybody in here, and that you're now going to man up or woman up and do the things that God's calling you to do and not letting him give your mantle over to somebody else. Are you listening? There's so much knowledge that God has poured into each and every one of you, and you're just sitting on it. You procrastinate and you messed your own self up, and you're messing other people's lives up because you're not doing what God's told you to do. Yeah, that's just here and now. Now we're going to go over this article, and then tonight I called and asked Brother Brett if he would give us a refresher course on the courtroom of heaven, or the courts of heaven. And whenever God invited us up to the third heaven, this a couple years ago, he was saying, come up here into the courtroom and pray from here, not down in your earthly realm. And people didn't do that. You need to start listening to what God is saying, and you need to start doing what God is telling you to do, and you need to quit procrastinating, because I don't know if you're going to lose your mantle or not. So let's go into this. Excuse me, I've been reading this. Different people have been saying the same thing, so I just thought I'd just read this. On July 1st, as I sat with the Lord and asked him what was on his heart, I had a powerful encounter, and I heard him say, July justice. This month, heavenly books over individuals, ministries, regions, and nations are being opened in response to the cries and intercession of the people of God and their stand in faith. Read that again. This month, the month of July, heavenly books over individuals, ministries, regions, and nations are being opened in response to the cries and intercession of the people of God and their stand in faith. Now, God had me teach on the books. You know, everything God has me teach on, there's a purpose for this. But do we really catch on to what God is telling us to do? Now, God is delivering verdicts from heaven to see injustice overturned. A shift will occur in the spirit for many of God's people this month, which will lead to a shift and breakthrough being seen in the natural in the remaining months of this year. So now, if you can really believe God today, then this month of July, before it goes in, you lose any more days, you can start believing that God is doing something for you in the heavenly realm. Now, a few of you in here, I know that God, and even including me, we've had people in our lives where God said they're going to have their day in court. Now, I thought it was man's court. But now I understand, I understood this a couple months ago, but it's God's court. God now is going to take the situations to court, and he's going to bring his verdict. Are you listening? So if some of you in here, God is saying that they'll have their day in court, well, that's what it's all about. This is a month that God is doing that. All right, recompense, repayment, and restoration will come to the people of God in the coming months, July and on. This will not just be for individuals, but for regions and nations as well. restoration and recompense. Restoration, it means getting something back again. And recompense means the act of compensating for service, loss, or injury. God has been telling us that he's going to return everything that the palmer and cankerworm has stolen from us. Have we believed him? Have we walked in faith, trusting and believing that he's doing this? This is things you have to think about while you're reading this. She said, I received this word at 10 a.m. on July 1st, and I knew the Lord was highlighting John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. God's been telling us that scripture over and over and over again. God is truly on the move, and I'm hearing God say he is revamping, and he's doing a mighty works in each one of our lives as we allow him to. See, and I'm just telling you what I'm hearing, and God said, we as individuals hinder what he desires to do in our life by our attitudes about what he's asking us to do. Now, the enemy has overplayed his hand in the lives of many of God's people. But the justice of God will be seen for those who have continued to stand in faith and have walked in obedience, love, and mercy. The enemy has overplayed his hand in the lives of many of God's people, but the justice of God will be seen for those who have continued to stand in faith and have walked in obedience, love, and mercy. And how many times has God had me teach about do not quit, do not go backwards, but just stand in faith and trust and believe God. And it's been hard. It has not been easy. It's been very hard because the enemy has come at us with a great onslaught of his demonic attacks. And he did that so he could knock us, I'm hearing God say, knock us off of our feet, cut us down at our knees, and then totally and completely destroy what he wants to do in our lives. But those who hung on, he said, walked in faith and walked in obedience, love, and mercy, those are the ones now he's going to do something for. The Lord's heart is to see the destiny of he has for individuals and nations come to pass. God desires that everything he ever told us come to pass, starting now. Plagiarized? You know, the word that he's given you, and you've messed it up. And he's having a hard time now trying to get you back on track, so that he can bless you abundantly the way he desires to. This means that he is bringing things into right alignment and bringing restoration and recompense for what has been lost and stolen. What we need to be doing right now is a whole lot of repenting, and we're going to cover that in a minute. But I want to say right now, the Lord's heart is to see the destiny he has for individuals and nations come to pass. This means that he is bringing things into right alignment and bringing restoration and recompense for what has been lost and stolen. What the enemy meant for harm, the Lord is turning for good in the lives of his people. I want each and every one of you to start looking at your life and how the enemy has twisted things in your life. He's taken your kids and twisted them, and you know, your monies or your jobs, whatever, and he's twisted them. And he did all that so he could cause you to lose faith and cause you not to trust the Father any longer. But I am so glad that some of you in here, you still had faith, you still trusted God, even though you felt like he was getting ready to, you know, the string was ready to break that you just held on to, but you still held on to that little bit of string that was attached to the Father. All right? Psalm 89:14 said, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. The psalmist said to God, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. Where the enemy has stolen or robbed his people, he is bringing restoration and recompense. Can you trust? Can you believe that this morning? Can you trust him? Can you quit moaning, groaning, and complaining long enough for God to do the perfect work within your life? Come on. Joel 2:25 says, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, the chewing locust. My great army which I sent among you, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. We, no matter what comes down the road in our lives, we have to trust God. We can't give in to the situation. We just can't, because the enemy is working behind the scenes every single second of every day, thinking up things to try to make you lose your faith and make you walk in fear. Don't let that happen. Just don't. The legal system of God. God has established a legal framework for his creation. It is a framework that we all operate within, including the angels. Let's read that again. God has established a legal framework for his creation. It is a framework that we all operate within, including the angels. This legal framework is based on aspects of the character of God, specifically his justice. In the nations of the world, we have legal systems that exist to serve the justice of the people. Heaven also has a legal system that operates in a similar way, but is governed by the righteousness and justice of God. Too many in the body of Christ believe that God is not on his throne anymore. They believe that the enemy has full and complete and total control, when in fact the enemy has no control whatsoever, except what you give to him. God is in control. Are you listening? God is in control. Therefore, to see the manifestation of the justice of God in our lives, it is helpful to understand his legal system. And see, that's the problem. We have not understood God's legal system. We have not, even though we were taught about the courts of heaven over and over and over again, we did not comprehend what God was trying to tell us. And even though God invited us up to the third heaven, we did not understand it. In the third heaven is where his courtroom is at. And he wanted us to go to third heaven and take our cases to the courts, his courts, so that he could give us justice. So it's our fault that we did not comprehend correctly what God was telling us to do a couple years ago about the third heaven in the courts of heaven. It's our fault. So we need to repent for our ignorance. I already did that, all right? We need to repent for our ignorance and then go up into the third heaven. And hopefully after today, when Brother Brett refreshes us about the courts of heaven, we will know how to go up there and know how to work, how this his system works. All right, I said, heaven also has a legal system that operates in a similar way, but is governed by the righteousness and justice of God. Therefore, to see the manifestation of the justice of God in our lives, it is helpful to understand his legal system. And Revelation 20:12 talks of books in heaven that record all of our works. Remember, we went over that just a couple of weeks ago. In Matthew 12:36, we read that every word is recorded. In Psalm, you know, if you have an enemy, I don't care what you say, that enemy's words are being recorded, spoken against you also. And this, God's going to use those words that the enemy spoke against you to vindicate you. All right? It's just not your words, but the enemy's words also. So Psalm 33:13-15 tells us that God sees everything and considers all of our works. All right? He sees what the enemy does. He sees what you do. So he's considering the whole thing. He takes everything into, just like a judge does, everything into perspective. And God is our judge, right? He's the judge of the universe. The Lord showed me a vision of a vast trading place in heaven where there was so much activity occurring. These transactions that were occurring in the trading place were later used as evidence in the court. See that? These transactions that were occurring in the trading place were later used as evidence in the court. So that's all the things that you've been doing and all the things that the people have been doing against you. And God gathers all the evidence, and then he gives his verdict. So, are you going to fare good or bad? He sees and knows all, right? She went on to say, I saw people of God bringing their cases to the courts, and the Lord was releasing verdicts to see his justice established. As the verdicts were released, a spiritual shift occurred, and then situations in the natural change in the lives of the people of God. Now, as the verdicts were released, a spiritual shift occurred, and then situations in the natural changed. in the lives of the people of God. And God's always said it happens in the spiritual realm. Now bring it down to the natural. Isn't that what he's always told all these years? He says it's already finished in the spiritual. Bring it to the natural. So since you didn't do it, God's going to do it starting this month. Angels were released to bring to pass the verdict God had given. Remember, God's been telling us now the angels are on assignment. Remember, been for years now. The angels were released on assignment to bring alignment in the natural to the word of the Lord. Let's read that again. Angels were released to bring to pass the verdict God had given. The angels were released on assignment to bring alignment in the natural to the word of the Lord. The people had prepared themselves before entering the courts. Now, this is what I told you to do. The people who had prepared themselves for entering the courts by searching their hearts and repenting of any wrongs that the Holy Spirit was revealing to them. How many times have I told you every day you need to get up and say, Holy Spirit, reveal to me what there is in me that's not of God, and then get rid of it. Don't keep it. Get rid of it. Because if you didn't, then all these things are going to be up there in heaven. And whenever God brings all this stuff together, that's why I say, how are you going to fare? Did you get rid of what the Holy Spirit showed you? Did you hang on to it? All right, repenting of any wrongs, Holy Spirit was revealing to them. As God released a verdict in the courts, I saw situation in the lives of people change. Now, you people have got to be prepared, starting today, to see changes occur in your life. All right? If things are not going to stay as they were, things are going to start changing. Where the enemy had stolen from the people of God, the Lord was releasing repayment and recompense. This was in a variety of forms, including release of finances for advancement into kingdom projects, recovery of health, blockages removed where there had been blockages to stepping into their divine destiny. And we really need that, because there's been blockages. The enemy has placed up walls where we can't step into our divine destiny. Prodigals returning and marriages restored. These are some of the things that's going to be happening. I saw the Lord suddenly open up new paths and opportunities for people and launching them into their next step in their destinies in God. Has God not been telling us in a wink of an eye, he can put you in your destiny? In a wink of an eye, he can change everything around about you, every situation. It doesn't matter how tangled up the mess is. In a wink of an eye, God can change it. And this is what he wants to do starting this month. He wanted to do it for us a while back. But now I'm saying let's believe God this month that he's going to do this. Metamorphosis. At the start of this year, the Lord told me the year would be a year of metamorphosis, where complete transformation is seen. I believe one of the main ways this will occur is through God releasing his justice into the lives of individuals and nations. She said, I believe one of the main ways this will occur is through God releasing his justice in the lives of individuals and nations. A harvest is coming for what has been sown in prayer and intercession for individuals, families, regions, and nations. See, it was very important that the intercessors do their job correctly. It wasn't that you just come in here and huff and puff and go on. You need to come in here knowing what exactly God needed you to pray for. Then you just needed to kneel down and pray. You didn't have to do any gyrations or anything else. And see, a lot of intercessors did not do their job because the enemy had already pulled them off course. And I'm talking about throughout all the churches. And because the enemy was able to pull the intercessors into this place of, well, are you going to use me, God? Who am I, God? Where am I, God? Then the intercession was not happening in prayer meetings. All right? So if you're an intercessor, you better get before God's face and you better know what you need to pray for, because God's getting ready to remove mantles of intercessors that are not doing their proper job. Those who have sown in tears will reap with joy. Isn't that wonderful? We have sowed about bushel baskets full of tears, right? Those who have sown in tears will reap with joy. It will be a time of double blessing and double harvest for what has been sown. You know, you're reading all, you're hearing all this, and you're looking at the news and all this tragedy that's going on all across the world. It's unbelievable what's going on. It's unbelievable how people are just up killing other people. How in schools, you know, they're shooting up the schools and killing kids, and on and on and on it goes. You can't even look, I can't even open up my computer because the news comes on first without seeing the headlines of all the terrible things going on in the world. But yet God told us when the gross darkness hits that he was going to take care of his own. So always remember that. It doesn't matter what gross darkness you're reading about. God said if you were standing so close to him that nothing could come between you and him, he would take care of you. All right. So you have nothing to fear if you've really been applying yourself and really trying to get as close to God as you can possibly get. All right. The Lord is lighting the seeds of intercession that have been sown. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Now, how many of you has God spoke that into your own personal lives? He has, I know. I remember many times he's spoken that to different people. He's told me that. He said, you can't even comprehend what I'm getting ready to do through you. You know, because we're not God, and his thoughts are so much greater than our thoughts. Our destiny and inheritance. We are in a time of great spiritual shifting in the earth and great acceleration as a manifestation of God's end time plans in the earth unfolds. Have you seen that? Have you really seen how, you know, there's just an acceleration that you just don't seem to have enough time in a day to do everything that God's called you for to do. It just seems like it's 2 o'clock and then it's 10 o'clock. I don't even realize where the time all went. And we're busy constantly. So we are in a time of great spiritual shifting, and that spiritual shifting is truly going on in the earth and great acceleration as a manifestation of God's end time plans and the earth unfolds. Now, how many of you know that Jesus is coming sooner than you think? Now, I don't ever talk about this, but God told me that people don't understand how close to the coming, second coming of my son really is. And they're playing around, playing games, and they're going to be caught off guard. So, you know, guys, the end is nearer than we think. And I don't know when that end is, but I'm just telling you, you need to quit fooling around. You need to get serious about your walk with God. All right, the Lord is looking at the inheritance over nations and all that has been sown into nations with regard to intercession, alignment with biblical principles, and acts of faith and obedience. Now is the time for God's people to partner with him. You see that? Partner with God and call forth the destiny and inheritance over nations. You need to start calling forth all those things that God has spoken over your life. All right. I mean, you really need to start there. You need to start at the nitty gritty of it. Then you can pray for what God has called over the nations. But we are losing out because we're believing we shouldn't ask God to bring to pass what he spoke over our lives. And that is wrong. He wants to bring it to pass or he would not have spoken it. Destinies of nations are being reclaimed in this hour. Injustice in nations are being uncovered and overturned as God's carriers of justice are partnering with him in intercession to see kingdom justice released. These intercessors have great assignments from the Lord to use their authority in Christ to unlock regions and nations in the Spirit by bringing down strongholds and taking territory for the kingdom. These are intercessors. We're all intercessors, really. These intercessors have great assignments from the Lord to use their authority in Christ, unlock regions and nations in the Spirit by bringing down strongholds and taking territory for the kingdom. How many times have I told you, quit going back to your old sins. Quit allowing Satan to bring all those old thoughts into your mind. He did all that to keep you from hearing the voice of the Father. He did not want you to intercede, so he got you off over in the corner. See, you should be stronger than that. He should not have been able to get you off course or over into a corner. You have enough under your belt. You should have been stronger than that, and you should have been able to fight the enemy. The enemy fights dirty. There's nothing clean about him. And you should be strong towers that others can run into, but instead you're still trying to get up from underneath the voice of the devil. You're still under his sway, and that's not godly. One day you're saved, the next day you don't know who you are. That's not godly. That's a tool of the enemy to keep you under his thumb so you don't do the work that God is calling you forth to do. Look at the fighting that's going on in the church among brothers and sisters. It should not be going on. You're backbiting, and a disrespect. It's trying to break, tear your ministry down, whatever. That is of the devil. That is not of God. And if you find yourself partaker of that, then right away you need to know the Antichrist is at work, and you need to repent, and you need to get out of that mess. Give it to God. Send it up to the, get into the courtroom and give it to God. Let him take care of it. Right? Individually, the people of God who have felt they have not move forward into the fullness of their destiny in God will see blockages removed and divine opportunities and open doors released. And as I was typing this, I thought about all the people who God has been saying for years and years, this is what you're going to do, this is what you're going to do, this is what you're going to do, and then they stop. Because after all, it didn't happen right now, so evidently that was a wrong prophetic word. And so you just believe the false prophets, and then you just drop everything, and then you miss out. I'm reading so much now about, I don't really read, I just see headlines, I don't bother reading, and I read one and don't want to read anymore, but where they say, the reason why your prophetic word did not come to pass. And the one I read was so far-fetched, I thought, get out of here. It's ridiculous. If God spoke it, God wants to bring it to pass. You are the only one who can stop that prophetic word from coming to pass. And don't make excuses why it didn't come to pass. All right? Let's grow up and let's be children of God. All right, those who have stood in faith and walked in love, honor, and mercy, regardless of their situation, will see the Lord move powerfully on their behalf. Did you do this? Those who have stood in faith and walked in love, honor, and mercy, regardless of their situation, see? All right? We'll see the Lord move powerfully on their behalf. The Lord is calling people to claim their spiritual inheritance and take their territory. Come on. I've been claiming it, and I say, all right, God, now. It's about time you start moving. But God is God, and he's going to do what he wants to. And I know that. And he knows that I know that. And he knows I'm just blowing off steam. He doesn't pay no attention to me. All right? But I'm not going to let the devil think that I don't believe and I don't trust God, because I do believe and I do trust him. He has done too much in my life for me to start doubting him now. Right? The enemy has illegally occupied your territory. He has illegally occupied your territory because you did not pray and break the power, a satanic power over it. Or you prayed amiss. Now, I'm telling you right now, we give the devil legal grounds to do the things he does in our lives. Like the other day, I was sitting there doing something, and God said, well, are you going to let this keep on, or are you going to take the authority you have in Christ and stop it? So I had to stop it. I was going to go pray, and I took the authority in Christ. I hadn't stopped it. Sometimes I get, I'm done by myself. Sometimes I get busy. I just don't have time to stop right now and pray. Well, I better get time to stop right now and pray, because if I don't, all hell is going to break loose. Are you listening? Please, if something's going on in your life, take the time to pray right then. Don't wait. Take the time right then to pray. And sometimes, I'm being honest again, I think, oh, who cares? This keeps going on and on. Who cares? That's the wrong attitude to take. So then I have to repent. Then I have to care. Then I have to pray. See? Come on. And that's the devil making the same thing happen. Like God told me one time, you can go around this mountain as often as you want. And when you're ready to get quick going around the mountain, I'll be standing here ready to help you. And that's the devil's tool. He keeps us going around the same mountain, has the same situation going over and over and over again. We have to break that assignment. The enemy has illegally occupied your territory, and the Lord is calling his people to use their authority and the truth of the word of God to take back their territory. I just said all that, didn't I? The enemy has illegally occupied your territory, and the Lord is calling his people to use their authority and the truth of the word of God to take back their territory. Corporately, the people of God are standing in the gap for their regions and nations and taking back territory from the enemy and advancing the kingdom of God. And you know, that is true, but also we have to understand that some people are looking at this thing wrong. And you're like, all right. So they say, all right, God's going to restore America. God's really going to bless America. So now we can just sit back and relax. No, we can't. We have to keep fighting. We have to keep pushing that enemy back. We cannot allow him to take any more ground. All right, so in your own personal life, if you see a breakthrough, you say, phew, I'm glad that's over. Well, you shouldn't have. You should have just kept pressing on and pressing on, because the enemy wants to make you believe everything is all right when really it is not. He'll leave you up with just a little bit of that pressure just to make you believe, this is done. I don't have to pray about this anymore. But you keep praying till you see the total breakthrough. Don't stop. Just keep praying till you see the total breakthrough. I've done that. I saw it's over. And next thing I know, 2-3 days later, there it is. It's still there. The enemy just put a little flag in front of where I couldn't see it. Are you understanding this? You will know that you know that you know when it's finished. You will know. And don't tell me you won't, because you will. You will know. Matthew 11:12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. When I was first born again, God gave me that scripture, and he said, this is what's going on in the world right now. And that was in 1977. And it's getting stronger and stronger. The battle's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. But the body of Christ has quit fighting. The body of Christ has to keep fighting. We cannot let down our guard at all. Ezekiel 22:30. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land. Remember, God said he was looking for a man and couldn't find one. Luke 18:7-8. Now, will not God bring about justice for his elect, who cry out to him day and night, and will he delay long over them? I tell you that he will bring about justice for them quickly. He's going to bring justice to those, his elect, who cry out to him day and night. He's going to bring justice to those who did not give up. He's going to make sure the enemy bows his knee once and for all. Be encouraged. Your intercession is opening heavenly books. God is delivering verdicts from heaven to see injustices overturned, and recompense and restoration is coming. The covenant of God with his people is a legal contract. Remember, God said he does not like covenant breakers. Now, the covenant of God with his people is a legal contract, and his protection and provision are in the terms of the contract on his part. This is one man's testimony I read as I was going through the reading about the courts. He said, 2 years ago, I did not know there was a courtroom in heaven we could enter, besides the throne of mercy, until I was yanked up into heaven during a Leviathan battle and found myself standing before a judge holding a gavel. Very scary, until someone came beside me and whispered some humorous remarks in my ear. It was Jesus. And he was my lawyer as I stood before the Ancient of Days. The Ancient of Days is God. Satan was in the witness stand accusing me, while the people being used by the Leviathan spirit stood to his left. Jesus led me step by step what to say, and the gavel came down in my favor. Instantly, a purple metal shield separated me from those people. Jesus said it was another aspect of sanctification, where he separates us from the ungodly. Then the shield covered me like saran wrap, and Jesus said this was a shield of peace. Since then, I have had perfect peace over the Leviathan situation, knowing I was vindicated in the highest court of the universe. We don't even know there's a courtroom in heaven, or if we do know, we aren't believing it, or if we do believe, we aren't using it. So we are going to have this experience this young man had. Hello. Come on, it's courtroom time. No more just saying, oh, Father God. It's a, here I come, God, into the third heaven. And I want Satan there. And I want Jesus there as my lawyer. I want you there as my judge. And you know what my case is. And tell him what your case is. Amen. You promised me that my children would serve you all the days of their life, and they're not doing it. And I want to know why you are not working on this situation. Understand me here. You told me if I prayed and I believed that you would bring my children full circle around and they would serve you. If I did this, this, and this, you would break the bondages off of them. You know, whatever you have to say, whatever it is you have to say, do it. And I don't know if the deliverance team does or not, but I think they need to go into the courtrooms of heaven. And I think they do that with their people they're working with, and let God be the judge and let God remove the demonic forces. When God taught us about the courts of heaven and we gained new insight on how to pray from the third heaven throne room to obtain mercy, grace, and power in our lives, what God was doing is he was setting us up for this time frame. All right? An amazing story is told in Daniel chapter 10 about the prophet Daniel's perseverance in prayer. As Daniel prayed over a period of 21 days, the scripture tells us there was a raging conflict in the second heavens as the enemy tried to resist the answer to Daniel's prayer. Don't you believe that that's going on in your life today? It most certainly is. In fact, now we're fighting the big demons. And so we're fighting stronger demons than Daniel fought. All right? And that's why we do exorcism and not just deliverances. Many people view prayer from the perspective of Daniel, the intercessor's story. And in our prayer lives, we at times can feel like we are slugging it out with second heavens warfare, not realizing that we as New Testament believers have an advantage that not even Daniel had. All right? And how many of us do slug it out with the devil? Instead, we should be in the courtroom. Letting God do it. The big news is that as New Covenant believers, we have been given a whole different level of access before what the scriptures call the throne of grace, and have been told we can come boldly. Now, we've been reading that scripture. We can come boldly before that third heaven throne room to obtain mercy and grace to help whenever we need to. And that's in Hebrews 4:16. Because he always says, come boldly to the throne of grace. And what we need to do, the throne of grace is in the third heaven, in the courtroom, and we have not been doing that. Well, when I say we, I don't have a mouse in my pocket. So, you know, if the shoe fits, put it on. If you've already been going to the courtroom and doing everything you know to do, then that's great. But if not, then you need to start paying attention to what God is saying. We need to realize certain kinds of prayer, such as petition and intercession, best occur not on a battlefield, but in a courtroom. Say that again. We need to realize certain kinds of prayer, such as petition and intercession, best occur not on a battlefield, but in a courtroom. They directly pertain to the setting and processes that occur before the courts of heaven and can literally be viewed as legal transactions before the judge of all the universe. The protocol of heaven is a courtroom. Protocol in a courtroom is different than a battlefield. Too many times we haven't bothered to get legal things in place first so we can get breakthrough instead of backlash. How many times has God said, I don't want you to get caught in a backlash? And that could be because I quit there because Brett's going to teach you some of this tonight, all right? But I want to get your full undivided attention to the fact that you have to start using. You should have already been doing it. I haven't been doing it the way I ought, so, you know, I'm pointing the finger at me too. We need to start using the courtroom of heaven like God wants us to every time we pray, we go to the courtroom. God said, I'm fighting your battles for you. You don't have to fight them. And I was so dumb, I didn't understand what he was saying is, if you come into the courtroom and present your case, you won't have to fight this battle. But if I'm down here sitting in my chair, because I can't kneel right now, oh God, here I am, and I never go to the courtroom, then I'm fighting the battle. I'm out on the battlefield. But if instead I do what God wants me to do, and I say, God, I'm coming into third heaven, I'm coming into the courtroom. In fact, what I did, and don't do this unless God told you. God told me he wanted me in the seventh heaven. I said, God, last night I was really praying for something very serious. I said, I'm coming to the seventh heaven for this one. And if you don't want me there, kick me down to the third. But this is what I have to say. All right? But we need to start going to the courtroom every time we take something before the Father. Just sitting at your bedside saying, oh, now lay me down to sleep isn't going to work. All right? And whenever you know, what I'm saying is if you have prayer, you need to go to the courtroom where the judge is and the lawyer is, and you can get the right verdict for your situation. The devil would love to keep us in the dark about this. He would love to for us to go in the battlefield constantly so we can't do the works God wants us to do. God would love for us to go to the courtroom, though. Get out of the battlefield, because he said, I'm fighting your battles for you. You don't have to fight this battle. So dumb me, I thought, okay, I can quit praying. That isn't what he was saying. He was saying, get out of the battlefield, get into the courtroom, and let me judge this case for you. A lot of you in here this morning, you're like me, you haven't done it properly. And you need God to give you wisdom on how to do this. And God said, you can't backslide back to the battlefield any longer. He wants you to get into the courtroom of heaven and stay there with your petitions. Don't go on the battlefield, because you will be destroyed there, is what God's telling me. He said the battle's raging and it's rough. It's hard. The terrain's hard. And you are not trained to go on to the battlefield. You're trained to go into the heavenly courtroom. I read one person's comment at one of the articles. He said, well, when can I fight the devil? I want to fight the devil. I thought, you dummy. You know, I would rather have God fight the end, because the devil, God already fought the devil and threw him out of heaven, right? And God has already defeated him. So every time you go into the courtroom, he's already defeated before you even get your case in there. He's already defeated. And the verdict's always going to be in your favor. So why would you want to be on the battlefield fighting him to show him that you aren't all that and then some, whenever you could just be going to the courtroom, just sitting there and listen to what God has to say? That's what happens in the courtroom, right? You go in there, your lawyer and the judge, they battled out. You just sit there waiting for the verdict. And you're in peace. This man was wrapped in saran wrap in peace, right? So why don't we do that, guys? What I want you to do this morning, you don't have to do this, but I would like for you, for the altar call, is I would like for you to just come up and say, God, I need really deep wisdom in how to come into the courtroom, and I need to know how you would have me to do this. You just need deep wisdom. And whenever you was doing that, I would just really be expecting, because this is what God is telling me, for him to just pour wisdom over you that you've never had before, and you will be able to go into the courtrooms the way you're supposed to. All right, the altar's open for that, if you like. And then if you need a prophetic word, we will do that after this. But we really need wisdom. I needed wisdom. Boy, I really prayed and carried on like a fool when I was studying this. Amen. Got myself together. You need to do the same thing. You young kids are thinking about leaving church. You are about dumb. That's the worst thing you could even have in your mind. Because the devil's out there waiting to get you. And once he gets you, he's going to show you what the ropes are all about. As you seek my face, my children, I am opening up the floodgates of heaven. And I will even give some of you visions of the courtroom. You will see exactly what's going on there. I will give you know-how that you can teach others how to go into the courtrooms of heaven. I am there waiting. I am waiting to judge your situations. And I'm waiting to give you your verdict.